I'd like to alert you.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
She'll give you the straight dirt.
On My Talk.
Give it to me live.
Mario Lopez says the worst part of almost getting into a fight at the gym was when the other guy smashed his phone. He said, I would rather have been personally assaulted than my phone. It would have been less inconvenient. On TV tonight, we have American Horror Story Cult on FX. And I'm going to go back up here and do some other stories here. Bridesmaids tops the list of the top 10 movies to watch on a flight. The Hangover is second, followed by Meet the Parents. And a source told People that Kevin Hart's pregnant wife is standing by him. There's no talk of divorce after that video came out this last weekend. And also on TV tonight, we have Will and Grace Paley Center Special. That's on NBC. The cast pays tribute to their favorite moments from the show to get you ready for their big return later this month on September 28th. And the Jerry Seinfeld stand-up special, Jerry Before Seinfeld, comes out today on Netflix. That's the latest dirt. You can find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
You wanted dirt, and I'll bet she told you plenty. Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Like the 68 Jets. Diamonds and nothing when I'm rocking with you.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the 6 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. The time is 6:03. On this Tuesday, September 19th, I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson and Dawn McClain. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, okay, right. That's great. Very, very rude.
Very rude.
We invite you to the show, and then this is how you act. I don't think we're going to have you back anymore. Sorry. Yeah, you're a legend, but we're just not going to have you back.
That's right.
Oh, how's everybody doing?
Well, great. Right, Lex? Yeah. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be doing some big announcements about Project Down and Dirty.
Oh, my goodness. Get out of my mind. Get out of my brain. I was just thinking the exact same thing. I guess that's why we do a show together.
That's right. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Alex, give a hint because we know it.
Yes.
We just can't say anything yet.
Finally, we know something before other people.
Seriously, Lex, I know. Finally, the host knows something before the digital team knows something.
And, yes.
Nothing against the digital team. I'm just laughing that sometimes the website has to put stuff up before we even know about it. But anyhoodly, what can we say, Lex? What should we
say
to people?
We can say two things. Okay. We know the charities that each show will be paired with for fundraising. So we'll announce
Project
that.
Down and Dirty, yes.
Yes. This is our reality show. We live together, work together every year and raise money for some really great charities.
Yeah.
And we're going to be zookeepers this year at the Minnesota Zoo. Very exciting. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And then we also will reveal the date that tickets will go on sale because there's some great events.
Yeah.
We've got the after show, like the reunion show. And then we also have a gala.
Gala.
Yes.
So many, many opportunities. And yes. Let's just say this as well. I don't know. You, the three of us haven't talked about this since we got the email from the bosses.
Right.
But I don't know about you two. I think you're with me. I am beyond excited. And more importantly, I am uber motivated to raise a ton of dough for these organizations, and specifically our organization. Are you with me on that?
Amen.
Like I seriously.
Yeah.
I want to do it now. Like we're going balls to the wall, as they say.
We're going to fill the studio with charity babies.
Oh, Lex,
you're going to be having babies.
Yeah, I'm going to be having. It's Dawn. Do you share in our excitement?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's. Yeah, because audience, my talkers, just wait till you hear and you are going to be as motivated as we are to, y'all are going to want to have bake sales. You're going to want to. I can't remember the last time I was this, like, look, I love all the charities. I'm always motivated once we get into it, but you'll see what we mean this year, girl. We are going to just Tasmanian devil our earth through this thing.
We should have a bake sale. We should pickle. We should craft.
I'll sell my biscuits, Lex. Yes. I'll make a ton of my biscuits.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll do a crafting class. We can feed the animals. If they let us, we'll sell like breadcrumbs.
No. See, she's gone too far.
There she goes.
We can't do that?
No, Lex. No, sweetheart. You can't.
You can't give the animals biscuits. No. You can't give a penguin a biscuit.
Dawn, let's pause for just a second. This reminds me of something, or this brings something up. Dawn, get a piece of paper, okay?
I've got one. Yeah,
you have one. Okay,
let's she can't find one right now. Sorry, Jace. Yeah. Nope.
And Dawn, turn her ears off for a second. So put the glass up. So she, okay. I just thought.
Are we in a limo?
We're in a limo, yeah.
Okay, glasses up.
Let's get a number. Let's get a number. How many times is Alexis going to be reprimanded during Project Down and Dirty for unofficial touching of the animals?
Oh, man.
How many times will she have to be...
At least once a day.
How many times will Alexis have to be pulled aside?
Yeah, once a day. Don't do that.
But no, how many, because the zoo people are nice, but how many times, yes, that's exactly what's going to happen. That right there. No. How many times will, no, come out of the mouths of the zoo people toward Alexis?
At least once a day. You think it's going to be more than that?
Yeah, I'm going with a firm three.
Oh my God.
I'm going with a firm
three times.
On average day. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Put the glass down. Okay. She can rejoin us. Yeah. Hi, Lex.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I know. Very weird. Very, very weird. Anyway, so that's tomorrow. Lex, what time is our announcement?
So we're feeding the animals, right?
No, we're not feeding the animals. No.
6 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be announcing.
This time.
Right now.
Right about now. 4 hours, we'll be talking about our charities.
These charities. Okay, let's get this going.
Now, one full hour of nonstop hot topics.
Okay, I was going to start with The View, but since I teased it, let me get to this. I'm going to give you some spoilers, okay? So just bear with me for American Horror Story.
La, 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 la,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I'm not listening.
I got a hold of, because I work for the same silly company, I got a hold of the screeners for episodes 1 through 4 of Colt. So Colin and I... watched tonight's episode last night. I will repeat this because it's important. Right off the bat, something happens, and I am seriously not joking when I say Colin, while sipping a water, perfectly timed, he finished a sip, he looked at me, we're both on the couch, he goes, "Well, there goes Alexis." And I said, "Yep, you're right."
Oh my God.
Well, there goes Alexis.
Really? It's that? Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that telling, huh?
It's just because, here, this is what I'll say. Because of one of your phobias.
Oh. All right.
It is horrifying. Mm. Something happens and it's brief. I'll say that. It's brief. But I was like, I wasn't. Colin goes, "Well, there goes Alexis."
All right. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, yeah, cheers to that. Cheers to that. Then
how about you? Were you okay? Or do you feel like you're
going to
continue?
Uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable during that sequence. But then there's another sequence that I really, funny. I really did not like, and Colin said, "Oh, I really did not like that," in a very serious tone, and I felt the same way. Something, you'll know what it involves a guinea pig. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh no.
I did not like that at all.
They're not shaving it, are they?
No.
Shaving it.
No.
Okay, good.
No. but I did not like it. So that's all I'm going to say. That's okay. All I'm going to say.
No.
This one is pretty, I don't know. I don't want to say it lost me.
It's not jumping ship yet.
I'm not jumping ship. It's just, instead of it going supernatural nutty, my fear is it's almost borderline camp. It's turning the car a little too campy for me. And I'm like, oh, no. I mean, I like a little humor. I like black humor, dark humor. But it's, I fear it's turning a corner into being so campy that the real scary moments of this season are going to be diluted by the kind of the wackiness. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Well, every season of American Horror Story for me
clowns
goes down to that.
Are they sort of bridging that in between the wackiness of clowns and, you know, the insanity of Sarah Paulson? Or do you feel like it's just a misstep?
It's just a misstep. And okay. It's tonal. It's a tonal thing where some of the things that happens, I'm just like, it's eye rolling. And I'm sorry, just like you didn't, just like Alexis didn't like or didn't believe the chemistry between Sarah Paulson and her wife, which, by the way, they get better this episode. There's a silver lining, Lex.
Oh,
they
good.
Do get better. Okay, but you know why? And this is such a small thing. I'm a fan of his. I am taken out of the story when Colton Hayes shows up as a cop. I don't buy for a second that Teen Wolf guy is a cop. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
And I feel, let me tell you, and I struggle, let me be very honest, I struggle criticizing because I just read a really moving article from Colton talking about how Ryan Murphy really is helping him because he talks about the reality of coming out of the closet in Hollywood, even in 2017, and how he has been passed over for opportunities, which it's really kind of still, it doesn't surprise me, but it bothers me. So he credits Ryan Murphy. He's like, as much as Ryan Murphy has done for women in Hollywood over freaking 35, he's like, Ryan Murphy is also helping gay actors that are having trouble getting roles because they dare to be themselves. So, but .. I'm sorry. It's a TV show, so I got to be truthful.
No, that's the dance that we do every season of American Horror Story. Yep. We champion the fact that there's, you know, people on the show that we don't normally see or they're given fantastic roles. It's just sometimes the content
it doesn't
gets
work.
Too whack-a-doodle-doodle-doodle-do that we're like, it just overshadows that.
Yep, exactly, Lex. So there we go. Tonight on FX. Let us know. We'll deep dive into it tomorrow. When we come back, we will dive into the kind of surprising news from The View yesterday. And what does it mean? That when we come back.
The radio home of. So I've been going back and watching My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Do bringing us back on this Tuesday.
Oh, I like
the
this
time,
a lot.
I do. Dawn, can you turn this up, sweetie, for just a second? I love this a lot.
That's
Lex.
A good workout song.
It is. Girl, please, like we're working out. Yeah. Jason and Alexis and then. Jason and Alexis.
If we worked out,
thank
this
you,
would
Alexa,
be great on our playlist.
Correct yourself. Correct yourself.
I'll play Jason, this while walking the dogs.
Thank you. I'll play it while I'm looking at people working out. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything. Hey, look at that bald eagle.
Whoa, duck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Duck. Wow. Did you say duck? Duck? We have duck right here.
Oh, no.
Now you must duck. Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hour of hot topics. What the heck is going on with The View? Seriously.
We've been asking this question for many years.
Oh, just get rid of it.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm not a fan.
Well, I'm not a fan. I don't watch The View at 10 a.m. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but anyway, you got something else you're doing.
I have something else that I watch. Uh-huh. But no, all kidding aside, Lex knows I have an affinity for the show.
Yes.
I've watched it from the beginning. I love the format. Please, it's one of the most copied formats other than Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. It's one of the most copied formats of the panel discussion show. Local news does it now. CBS. I mean, please. Come on. Barbara Walters did this. Okay, so yesterday, I couldn't believe this. I got home, Lex, and I was like, okay, let me just, before I take my nappy poo, mm-hmm. let me spin through the headlines. I usually go to uprocks.com because if something's brewing that I'm interested in, it's usually on that site. And I saw this headline that Jedediah is leaving The View. And I was like, excuse me?
Didn't they just come back?
Yeah. Didn't they just kick off a new season? Okay, so I know the girls, I know Lori and Julie, I know the other shows talked about it, but you know, this happened after we get off the air. So take a listen and we'll analyze on the other side. Hmm.
So this is my last day at The View. And I want to thank these ladies. What you don't know about us is that these ladies, we're really friends. Sonny's texts, I mean, Sarah, Whoopi, you're my inspiration. Joy, you when I need comedic relief, this is where I go. So we're going to be friends no matter what. But I want to thank you because I'm a little eccentric and you put up with me and this has been just an amazing journey. And I appreciate
Journey, there's journey, the word, amazing journey.
We were waiting for it.
Like, yeah.
It's a drinking game at this point.
A year, it was like a year and a half. Though she was a permanent last year mm-hmm. for season 20, and she was supposed to be. She's in the opening credits, girl.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be permanent this year.
Something recently happened.
What do you, Lex, is that what you think?
She's a conservative co-host, and that show needs all different voices, right? But what some people are pointed to, the New York Post specifically, that it has something to do with the interview last week of Hillary Clinton.
Okay, now I watched that interview.
What'd you think?
I don't think so at all. I think Jedediah asked a great question, a hard question.
Yeah.
You can't whine. You know, I get upset when people whine about, you know, gotcha questions when it's not really gotcha questions. They're just difficult questions.
Yeah.
Jedediah asked nothing, Lex, but fair hard questions to Mrs. Clinton, which she needs.
Mm-hmm.
She's on a press tour.
Yeah, because she was saying that she's blaming the election day loss for a variety of topics, but mostly she stepped in and said, well, what about the Democrats? It's on both sides of the aisle here.
Well, and she also said, you know, how do you respond to Democrats not liking that you're back in the spotlight writing this book when, uh-huh. you know, the Democrats want to be looking forward and here you are pulling them backwards? That's basically, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the question. Mrs. Clinton looked totally comfortable. Come on. That's not a hard question.
Yeah.
So I believe the producers. I think that's hogwash. I think that's, you know what I think that is? And let me be clear. I'm not saying that you're saying this. I think that's an easy.
I was just reading the reports.
Totally. I think that's a lazy, easy, that's red meat for critics of The View. That's red meat going, oh, the conservatives being fired because she mm-hmm. asked Hillary Clinton a difficult question.
Right.
I think that's a bunch of hogwash.
Agreed. But what is it then?
I think that Meghan McCain suddenly got freed from uh-huh. Fox News and they want a conservative. They want a higher profile conservative. And Meghan McCain fits that profile. So I think Jedediah was unfortunately kicked to the curb. That's my theory.
Interesting. They can't have
ooh,
both.
I
huh?
like that theory way better.
Oh, they should have two. My feeling was because I love Jedediah. Why can't they have two conservative voices at the table? That's ridiculous. So I think they're making a mistake. I really like her. I like her as much as I liked my girl, Nicole Wallace. So
yes.
She's a strong, wonderful conservative voice. We'll be back. More after this.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You're going to take out the Demogorgon with a slingshot?
First of all, it's a wrist rocket. And second of all, the Demogorgon's not real.
Entertainment.
She's up on all the trends.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
There are things you need to know.
Topping Google Trends, Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice star Kate Walsh says she found herself exhausted, unable to drive, and eventually unable to even finish sentences before an MRI identified that she had a benign brain tumor in her left frontal lobe, the size of a small lemon, that was removed 2 years ago, and she's fully recovered and now talking about it. Trending on Facebook amid Kevin Hart's extortion case, the comedian's first wife, Tori Hart, is speaking out about how his lies and infidelity ended their marriage. She recalled her split yesterday night with an interview with Inside Edition. And I wonder how much they paid her. Just want to say that right there. Twitter has the hashtags Dancing with the Stars that premiered last night, the 25th season, and Tuesday Thoughts, as well as Talk Like a Pirate Day. You can find all the latest trends on our social media and mytalk1071.com.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com. And you are.
Says details or more information to some of your questions about Nicole Kidman only mentioning a few of her children at the Emmys. That's coming up in just a second. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything ducks.
I missed. Yeah. Don't try again.
Okay. But wrapping up this View thing, we're doing our Hot Topics, by the way, everybody. Wrapping up this View, Dawn, because we had to take that forced commercial. Do you agree? What do you have another theory, Dawn? Or are you thinking that
I like your theory. I like that they're trying to bring the other person in, but I also wholeheartedly agree that they can have more than one conservative on the show, guys.
Yes!
Because the conservative always gets beat up on.
Yep.
And that's, you know, always caused a problem. It's like, let's have some more voices here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they would have different points of views,
too. Let's make it equal. It's okay. We can handle it.
Well, why wouldn't... Yeah. I think the producers are making a big mistake because Jedediah, I think it's fair to say, is more a libertarian. Why wouldn't you have like maybe a hard right or a firm right Republican and then have a libertarian on there?
Right.
Why wouldn't you keep Jedediah and maybe swap out? Because it's Whoopi, Joy, and the two other ladies. They all lean liberal, and you have one conservative. That doesn't seem right to me. You know, when the country's basically split.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think I'm looking at this through a producing lens. I just think it was a mistake. I got to tell you, because I look at the ratings every single day because I'm in the biz and it's important to me. Last year, this is where I go, Lex. When I saw the headline, I'm like, oh my goodness, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Last year, they were on a roll. I got my butt handed to me. My TV show goes up against The View. And in season one of my show, Girl Please, we were great. I mean, we struggled last year because of the election. People were re-engaged in political discussions and they turned to The View. And the election, and they finally stopped swapping out people, right, Lex? And,
yes.
And they cemented those ladies, and they stopped moving people around. And I thought,
and having
okay,
these guest hosts. And...
Uh-huh. And they were getting their wheels on. And then you're going to launch your new season?
Mm-hmm.
And in a week or 2 weeks into your new season, you do this?
Yeah.
It just... It seems very jarring to me. Mm-hmm. Unnecessarily jarring.
Yeah, unless it's a weird...
Something we don't know.
Yeah, or just some way to get more ratings, because just to keep it in this weird mystery stage, what's going to happen tomorrow kind of thing. But I don't know if that's going to be sustainable.
It just, I don't know.
Yikes.
I don't understand it. I if I were producing that show, I would do what I just said. I would get another two conservative voices. I don't know mm-hmm. what the heck is the problem with that. I don't understand why that's why it's Harry Caray. I think it would help the ratings. I really do. I think it would help them even more to
have
a more
different
balanced
point
panel.
Of views too.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it's why it's called The View.
The View.
It's not just one view.
You could have multiple views. Conservatives who have different points of conservative views. Right.
Yeah, let's remember Barbara Walters' original vision. Let's go back to the original opening for the show. Here we go.
I had this idea for a show. Different women. Different points of view. Maybe a little too different.
Yes, that's what it is. Remember Barbara Walters' words. You ninnies. Anyway, ninnies. It's a word from the 50s. No. Anyway, 6:36, more hot topics. Girl. Okay, so the Emmys happened. Nicole Kidman got up there, thanked her two daughters, blah, blah, blah. We had questions. You had questions. Lex, what do we know?
We were right.
What were we right about now, Lex?
Okay, Nicole Kidman, of course, won for Big Little Lies. And she, yes, like you said, thanked her husband and her two daughters. And we're like, well, what about the two older children? And it has to do with Scientology. You're right. We were right. She has been disconnected. So no contact. And the church disapproves of, you know, her lifestyle now. So that her kids, Isabella and Connor, they are not allowed to have any contact with their mother.
Oh.
That's awful.
I can't ever say that that's a good thing. I just don't ever. I try to respect other people's religion.
Yeah.
But to separate you from your family is just always been a big issue with me for Scientology.
Yeah. Well, and you just feel, you just, right. It's families, but also... I didn't realize this, too, as I was kind of deep diving into this more, trying to figure out what happened. Isabella got married in 2015.
Shut up!
Yeah, and her mom was banned from attending. I know!
I said that really. It genuinely surprised me. Shut up!
So, and now, you know, he's also been, Tom Cruise has been disconnected from Katie Holmes and their young daughter, Suri. So that's the same thing. Wow.
Okay.
Hmm.
That makes me
really
sad.
I wonder if that's Nicole Kidman's way of speaking out, but not really about it. Maybe to reach out to her children.
To add the specificity, the specific number of kids so that it's highlighted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is pretty genius. I mean, she's just, and more overtly, the, you know, message for abused, you know, abuse in relationships. And then, oh, my two children.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe much more, a little more subtle message, but maybe that was part of it too.
Oh, it makes me sad. And Dawn, I'm sure you come at a different perspective being a mom.
I just can't imagine. It would just be the most painful thing to not be in contact with your child. In my point of view, I know that that's not everyone's experience, but for the most part for me, I just wouldn't, that wouldn't be right. Oh, boy. And then to know that you don't have really any control over it. That's another thing.
You can do. Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. Oh.
There's nothing proactively that you can do to change the situation.
Oh, yeah, so. I know your daughter got married and you can't.
Oh.
Yeah. Very sad.
Yikes.
One more thing about the Emmys. This is just a little brief thing. Flipping through headlines last night. Who knew? I didn't know Kate McKinnon was gay. Did you guys know Kate McKinnon was gay?
Yes.
I think I did.
Yeah.
Calm down, Beyonce.
I didn't know she was in a relationship, but...
Where am I? Where's my lesbian detector? I really didn't know.
This is a new relationship, too. So...
But still, maybe. Dawn's like, of course.
Yeah,
she
she's
is.
Like, I knew. Yeah. No.
Sunday, Monday, lesbians. Uh-huh. Tuesday, Wednesday, lesbians. Thursday, Friday, lesbians.
And that's right. I had no idea. I saw that yesterday. I'm like, whoa, shiver me timbers. I had no idea.
Well, I didn't know that Elizabeth Moss was a Scientologist. I just found that out yesterday.
That too. I knew that.
Yeah.
How did she reveal that?
Well, I think it's always been something that people knew. I didn't really get into Mad Men really heavily.
No,
so
I didn't either.
Yeah. I mean, I love the show. It just wasn't something that I watched. I was in school at the time. But some of her fans brought up on Twitter asking her, making a comparison between the world of The Handmaid's Tale, Gilead. Is that what it's called, Alexis?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that world and how they treat women. And they said, do you find that it's the same in your religion, Scientology? And she's like, because they made a point that, or they were trying to make some comparisons. And she was like, actually, it's not like that at all. She's like, that's not what Scientology is like at all. Making the comment that they do not suppress outside information.
Mm.
But that's what we've seen and heard from Leah Remini's story. Yeah. So Elizabeth Moss doesn't like to talk about it. She doesn't want to. And Leah Remini says that Elizabeth Moss is not allowed to talk to her anymore.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. That she's is a suppressive person.
Yep.
That's sad. That's sad.
Wow.
Let's have some happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just on this? Can I end on a random Emmy note?
Yes. Sure. Cause I also want to ask about Mother too.
Okay. Oh, let's do that next. Cause girl. Actually, you know what? Let's do that next. let me just say this. I'm looking at a picture. You know who I have like a mad crush on now? Try to guess, Lex. Let's see. Let me give you a hint. Emmy winner. Like young Emmy winner. Or not really young, but...
Let's see. The only person coming is Sterling.
Riz Ahmed.
No. Don already has claimed him. So
yeah, Don, you did.
Yeah, you can't. Yes. No, yep. Mm-hmm. After the Star Wars movie.
Winch. You did.
He's mine. Yep. I'm like, I love Riz Ahmed. Yours. He's hot.
Yeah. When did you claim him?
During the movie.
I said, I want him. He's mine.
I have no documentation on that. That's not...
I was there, Jace.
You ate one of those cookies that day. No, you ate one of those cookies that day.
There was something in the popcorn.
Oh.
Darn it, Dawn. You claimed him.
I did. It's like calling the front seat, you know?
Shotgun.
Is it the accent?
It's
is it the
everything.
Sultry?
His eyes are like big anime eyes. Look at him. He's so cute. Oh.
He does have dreamy beanie baby eyes.
And he's just hot. Mm.
A fine Dawn.
But I totally agree. If you want to hang out with my boyfriend and I sometime, if you want to go hang out like you and Colin want to hang out with Riz
fine.
And I.
Okay.
You can look at him. I'll let you like touch his arm.
Okay, whatever. We're going to take a break. When we come back, yes, it is time. Dawn saw Mother, the much talked about movie. We'll talk about it when we come back. I'm calling headquarters, Alexa. I'm wondering why they didn't put the news that Kate McKinnon's gay in the newsletter.
Oh, no. Are you surprised?
Did I miss the newsletter about Kate McKinnon? Yeah. No, I got no. Neil Patrick Harris, I know about.
Oh. Good. Good, good, good.
Okay. Oh. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for the t-shirt this year. Thank you. Okay. Headquarters apologized. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Gee, we love you.
Yeah, we do.
Our hot topics. Okay. I'm going to shut my mouth because I'm very, very curious. I know Alexis, too.
Yes.
We promise you, my talkers, we did not ask Dawn about this before right now.
I tried, though.
It's been debated. It's getting headlines all over, which is good, I think, actually. The movie Mother! ! With Jennifer Lawrence. It's gotten like a F cinema score. And I don't know what it is on Rotten Tomatoes right now, but... It ain't good. Dawn saw it. Dawn.
First of all, I have a bone to pick with you guys. As I'm trying to watch this movie, my phone had 19 texts. My phone is going off. I don't turn my phone off because I want to at least have it on silent in case something happens to a family member. And all I felt was like, it's you guys talking about pooping or something.
It was the mad pooper.
So that's 19 texts from you guys. Then my mother, my own mother, through an email, she sent me 6 emails. This is all during the movie. It was entitled Fashion Show. And she's bought me some clothes, and each email had a different picture of her in a different outfit. And I was like, what is somebody in the hospital? What's going on? I just thought it was hysterical because I'm like, oh, God, something's wrong. And then I open up my phone just silently to the side, and I'm like, oh, my God, I should have known. It's B. Arthur.
Yes.
Alexis and Jason. Yep. And I see this little kid dancing in a bunch of poop emojis. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I was dying. That was... I didn't know you were in the movie theater, though. Whoopsies.
It's okay. But I will say...
Was it that bad that it took you away?
No.
Oh.
I loved it!
What?
Of course you did.
Capital L, loved it.
I
met a new friend the other night. Your friend Penny went with me.
Did she love it?
She loved it.
What? You guys are crackheads.
We can't even...
Thanks.
We can't stop talking about it. I was texting her on the way home. She was texting me going, I can't stop thinking about this. And like,
really? Be a crackhead.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I think that... Okay, I will say this. I wish I wouldn't have known as much as I did going in.
Really?
Because I think it's such a great discovery to figure out what's really going on. You know, and the meaning behind it and the allegory of it. I think if you don't have any... I will say this. If you don't know the Bible at all...
Yeah.
Like, at all, or Christianity, you would be...
Lost.
Yes.
Oh,
but... Okay. Oh my gosh, it's just it's great.
Okay,
I don't know what people are talking about.
Yeah,
Try your best.
Okay.
What in the wide world of Noah's Ark is it about?
I can describe it. I don't want to because I don't want to ruin
it. Away.
I don't want to ruin it for people. I want people to discover it like he wants people to discover it. Okay.
You can't even tell the plot?
I don't want to because I don't want to reveal what this really is. You know, what we're seeing. It is an allegory. So you're looking at not just characters, but it's a reflection. It's symbolism for, I'll just say, creation in the world. Okay? Mm. So we're not just seeing a man and a woman in a relationship. It's way, 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 as big as you can get.
So there is a moral to the story. It's
yes.
not just random.
Yeah, and it's not hard to understand. It's not like as hard to understand as Twin Peaks, that's for sure.
Well, and that's you start, a whole nother.
And when you start to realize and all the people and who they are, who they really are,
who they really are,
it.
like the devil.
Yeah, like the devil, like Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. You know, that's just the beginning.
It all relates to
yes, it is. There's some extremely disturbing images. I will say that
you're the only person I know and Penny now that liked this film. Everyone else,
I thought it
hated.
Got like a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It has a 68%.
Wow. So I don't think it's. I think we're just living in a world of like hypercriticism and cynicism. And I mean, I like movies like Tree of Life. I liked Black Swan. All of his other movies. Things that are like, there's a bigger picture behind this.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest picture. If you like the book of Genesis, just, you know, think of that.
Anthony Lane, top critic from The New Yorker, writes, if you gave an extremely bright 15-year-old a bag of unfamiliar herbs to smoke and $40 million or so, this would be the result.
Man, I can't wait. Penny and I were both saying we can't wait to go back and see it again to catch the other nuances of like, oh, okay, that represents this and this. It's not like something that's too smart for people.
Right.
Once you kind of get who everybody is, then you'll be like, oh my gosh, oh wow, oh wow. Now, I will say this. My only criticism is that when you have this allegory, I feel like the story itself needs to stand alone without it.
Yeah.
And without the allegory and the meaning behind it, I'm not sure if it stands alone as something to consume without being really confused. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
got you.
So, yeah, but other than that, super, like, the feeling of dread is, like, so deep, and I love that if horror movies can do that. You know, creating not just jump-out scare stuff, but just that overwhelming,
thrilling.
Yeah, like, something's coming, someone is invading, you're scared, but on a deep
level. Well, you're not alone. Katie Walsh from the Tribune News Service, quote, what makes Mother brilliant is that it is open enough to read and project your own experiences onto it, which makes it deeply personal and universal.
Super universal. The biggest universal that you can get. I will say another thing that people, it might bother them, but I know it's a choice that he made, is it's a Steadicam most of the time, really up close on Jennifer Lawrence's face and over her shoulder. So we're following her through the house constantly, and it's right up in her face. But I really think that Darren Aronofsky purposely did that because of who she is and what he wants us to feel.
Okay.
So I just loved it. I think it's a really smart film.
He also wanted some up-close love shots, too, if they break up.
She looks gorgeous.
Yeah,
she's never looked more gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. And her acting is incredible. And Javier Bardem is incredible.
Yeah. Okay.
So see this in the theaters?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dawn loves Mother! Exclamation point.
Wow.
Shock of all. No, I'm actually not shocked at all.
I thought you were going to hate it.
I knew Dawn would love it. Are you kidding me? I knew it. 6:55. Why was Alexis in Colorado Springs over the week? You're going to find out.
Couldn't help it, guys, okay?
When we come back.
This is a smear campaign.
When we come back, everybody.